Goals, goals, goals. Today, I want to talk to you about goals. What kind of goals are you setting for your future? What kind of goals are you making for how you want your life to be? And how are you showing up every day to make those goals come to fruition? Today, I had an opportunity to sit in at a new networking group. Honored for the invitation. I really enjoyed myself. And I got to meet with some amazing people who are really smart business owners and movers and shakers in their own industries. And our topic of conversation today was goal planning and processing of those goals, you know, having an action plan. And we were able to separate and kind of do a group thing where we talked about how we individually set our goals every day and what our process is to reaching those goals. And the conversation was amazing. Everybody's got a different way that they do things, a different take on how they live their life, how they reach their goals. But one thing I found was really refreshing and lovely, really, to hear was the idea that this group of small group of women, four of us, me included, were all doing relatively the same thing. We were planning for our life, making it a point to put important things in our calendar and set goals, right? And push ourselves forward in our business and in our life and what we want our life to be like. And at the same time, you know, we're putting these things in our calendar and really making our life work around that. But also, the magical part was that we were all living in this really amazing allowance of having a plan, having a purpose and a passion for your life, what that looks like, and then allowing everything else to just kind of happen and like just bring in the things that will boost you further. And that's really one of the greatest things that I've kind of come to learn in my own life as a business owner, especially, is the power of synchronicity. The power that the fact that everything happens in its season when it's supposed to. And that if you're not planning and yet also allowing for your life to happen, then you know, one, you're not going to plan for that new networking event that gets you out into new faces and new perceptions and gives you new growth. But also, you're not allowing for that random, quote-unquote, seemingly random conversation that just took 20 to 30 minutes out of your day that is totally not in your schedule, but brought you so many other little gifts. Sometimes innumerable gifts of varying degrees. And that's where I think I felt in such good company with this group of people, because nobody is forcing their agenda. It's the concept that we all have to allow our life to happen and we all have to have control over that. But also in having control, one of the biggest parts of having control of our life is allowing us to just live it, which seems to be the opposite of control in reality, but it's not. You know, if you're in control of allowing your life to unfold, then you are in control of saying, yeah, okay, I got 20 minutes to sit and rap with this person who, holy crap, is like the most amazing person I've ever met, and on top of it, is saying everything that I want to hear and everything that I feel and need to hear right now. And that's really the joy of life, you know, making those goals, but meeting those people who really keep you focused that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right thing, that your purpose and passion for your life is not for nothing, and it matters. So, how are you getting your goals planned out? How are you reaching them? Something that Chris Angel had said today in the meeting, and I'm going to butcher this, so forgive me, but he said, Goals Are Meant to be Broken. It's about allowing yourself access to the plan when you make a goal. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. I've made a goal, right? And I have this major goal in my mind, and it's big. And I could potentially disappoint myself if I don't make this goal. But I'm not looking to specifically make that goal. Yes, the goal is, I mean, it's important. But in reality, by having this huge goal that seems unrealistic and disappointed, like I could potentially disappoint myself, I'm allowing myself to have access to this bigger plan that I don't even know about that's going to help me reach this goal. And I might not reach that crazy big goal that kind of really frankly scares me. I might just end up opening this completely new doorway to a hallway full of doors of possibilities that I couldn't even have imagined bringing in or having goals for myself for. So I hope you're tracking with what I'm saying. I don't want to harp too much on this, but you know, have goals and also have your allowance. Be able to live in a present moment state of mind with an end result. And you'll quickly start to see life manifesting just how you want it to. I'm going to leave you with one last little tidbit that I feel like, you know, the universe is really telling me to push. And it's related yet not related. Okay. Remember this. You are a mirror. Okay? You're a mirror in the world. What kind of mirror are you? If you meet people on your day-to-day in these synchronistic ways that you think are like dope as fuck, right? These people are so cool and you're just like blown away that you're meeting these amazing people. Or on the reverse of that, you're constantly around negative energy and you're constantly being brought down and you're constantly feeling like, God, why am I hanging out with these people? I want you to take a really good hard look at these people. How many of them are there? How consistently do they show up in your life? Because here's the thing with mirroring. The people that you meet are a reflection of how you feel about yourself and where you see yourself right now or where you see yourself going or who you want to embody or become. We are little mirrors and refractors of those people in ourselves. And so if you're able to see those things and use that as a tool, you can really look at what your life is like. You know, currently I'm surrounded by amazing people who are pushing boundaries, pushing limits, and not taking no for an answer, and they're doing it their way and having their cake and eat it too. I wouldn't be where I am if I wasn't in a mindset to bring these people in. I'd be, you know, still a stay-at-home mom, desperate to make another dollar and miserable and unhappy. So remember those things, and self-work is hard work. I'm here for you. I look forward to connecting and sharing space and time with you if that's something that you so desire. Okay, that's all I'm going to say for now. I hope you guys have a really, really great day and make it amazing. You have the power to create it, so make it what you want it to be. All right? Much love, my Thriving Life family. Let's reach our goals together. Bye.